With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio founder and former station manager Cy Coleman passed away on Monday. He was 77. Coleman moved to Aspen in 1980. He explained in a promotional video that years ago when he arrived, there was no public radio.
Hooked up with some local types who are ham radio people. And one day we walked up to a site on Watson Divide. I brought an FM radio and I said, well, maybe I can hear something from up here.
He did hear something that day, which gave him an idea. A year later, he used a chain of mountaintop translators to broadcast NPR programming from the University of Wyoming station KUWR into the Roaring Fork Valley. In 1988, the Federal Communications Commission approved a license for the new Aspen-based KAJX that paved the way for Aspen Public Radio to broadcast local news and programming and national content. Coleman's living room was the station's first home. Coleman passed away in Cusco, Peru, where he lived for most of the year. Aspen's budget took a big hit due to COVID-19, and now the city is finding places where cuts will save money. Starting July 1st, Aspen will save thousands by getting rid of cardboard recycling at the Rio Grande Recycle Center. Alex Hager has the details.
The center will still accept glass, plastic, metal, and yard waste, but just by cutting cardboard operations, it'll save upwards of $125,000. That's more than half of its budget. Liz Chapman works in waste reduction for the city. She says there are no cardboard processing facilities in Colorado, so it needs to get shipped from Aspen to the Front Range and then even further away. And all of that movement is not cheap.
Each time you have to have humans or machines handle something, that costs money. And cardboard at the end of the day is not worth very much money.
The Pitkin County Landfill and Curbside Recycling Services will still accept cardboard. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Colorado lawmakers have finished what is likely to be remembered as one of their most difficult and unusual legislative sessions. Scott Franz has more.
Lawmakers spent their last few hours advancing bills they hope will soften the economic blow of the coronavirus pandemic. They passed a measure requiring all businesses with more than 15 employees to offer up to 48 hours of sick pay next year. They also approved two bills that aim to create new revenue for the state budget, which was cut by $3.3 billion last week. One will ask voters to increase taxes on cigarettes and nicotine products. Sponsors estimate it would give the state an extra $86 million next year. The other bill would end some federal tax breaks and generate an estimated $180 million for the state. Supporters say it will do that by forcing corporations and wealthier residents to pay more in taxes. But Republican opponents say it will actually hurt the state's economic recovery. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
After a failed attempt last year, Colorado lawmakers passed a bill that makes it harder to get a vaccine exemption for school children. The bill's supporters say it will help boost vaccination rates. Right, Ellen Bichelle reports.
Right now, parents seeking an exemption for their children for religious or personal reasons can just submit a handwritten note. If the bill gets signed into law, though, parents would either have to fill out a form and get it signed by a healthcare provider, or they'd have to take an online class about vaccines.
Washington State has something similar. I think Utah has something similar. The province of Ontario has something similar.
That's Mark Navin, a bioethicist at Oakland University who's studied different approaches to vaccine exemptions. He says getting rid of non-medical exemptions altogether would definitely boost vaccination rates more. But he says there's a reason states are taking what he calls the intermediate path.
It's a compromise that protects public health, but also protects parental liberty. And frankly, keeps these kids in school.
He says only about 1-2% of American families refuse all vaccinations. The new requirements would not apply to homeschoolers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Raelynn Bichelle.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.